This that part of the brain.
It's the AO show. It's the AO, AO show. It's the AO show. It's the AO show. This is just my AO flow. It's the AO show. It's the AO show. And this is just my AO flow.
Hey, yeah, keep it rocking in the free roll. You heard me?
So moving on, Robert S. Kelly.
Rape Kelly.
Called Surviving R. Kelly. It debuted on Lifetime this weekend. If y'all don't know, because some of y'all don't know, the weekend does start on Thursdays officially. My mom was on that.
They do?
We still, yeah, it's like a thing. Weekends actually.
Can I get Fridays off now?
I was saying too, huh? So anyway,
that's some bullshit.
It started on Thursday. Each day, it was a 6-piece thing. Each day, we got 2 episodes. The first day was like the beginning of his career, and it went all the way up to him fucking Aaliyah. Literally went up to him fucking. Like, it ended with him saying he was fucking.
You know what? Crazy thing is, bro. I knew about it. It just hurt to hear about it again.
I think that, like they said on the thing, we're gonna get into that. You know, the way it was masked is what made people not really hone in on it. The second 2 episodes basically focus on the Aaliyah thing, the trial. His marriage, it got a little more deeper into things, and it ended with I think the girl Dominique's mama being like, "Don't fucking call my daughter."
Right.
So basically, the middle one brought us kind of closer to now. So the last 2 episodes dealt with R. Kelly as of now, and the fact that there are actually, I think, it's 3 girls still there, or maybe 2 or 3.
Well, that's what they say. It's you 2 know, girls, it's more.
2 girls. I'm gonna tell you who the 3rd girl is. So it's really 3 girls. 3 girls for sure that are still with him. All of the different things that are going on with them. So now we're definitely deep into the Mute R. Kelly campaign.
Get him out of here.
I think that my general thing of this, she ain't getting out. She gonna do what she wants. She is not about to get out. But my general thing about this is I hate that it brought out the ugly in so many people.
Man.
I hate that
it was a mess.
It brought out the rapey in a lot of men.
But it's
it
necessary.
Brought out the fact that how normalized it is for grown-ass men to be with young-ass women. Like, how many people think that there's nothing wrong with that because the girl was fast. So the girl is a child, and you're an adult.
Yeah, you're taking advantage of her.
You know,
I she's malleable.
The thing with Ark, I like the way that they did the documentary because I think it definitely showed how he was able to get away with it for so long. And I was talking to my mom about this yesterday. And thinking about it, when they started doing stuff in the beginning, I literally was not like emotionally invested in the beginning because I was like, I was young.
We know what was going down.
I wasn't that much younger than her because I always thought Aaliyah was so much older than me because that's how they, you know, marketed her, but she actually wasn't that much older than me
at all.
And I felt like, you know, why would I care about at that age, really care or can do anything about R. Kelly marrying Aaliyah or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and to be honest with you, in my household, between my mom and my dad, R. Kelly wasn't a big, like, part of my household.
Right.
I mean, they played him, but it wasn't, like, my dad was still stuck in the 70s. He could not let it go. And my mom couldn't tell you the name of nobody. So,
yeah,
it never was, like, in my household, I didn't grow up in a household where R. Kelly was like this, you know. So, you know, then when you got closer to the sex tape, this cat. When you got closer to the sex tape, you know, it became a situation where I felt like, you know, it became a situation where I was in college. But then I remember, too, the way the thing was framed. I distinctly remember people saying, him saying that he met the girl in the club and he didn't know she was 14.
And it was a whole different thing when they explained
it. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so I felt like as far as the sex tape thing was concerned, I kind of felt like I never saw the sex tape. I've never even seen Kim Kardashian's tape. I never saw the sex tape and I never wanted to see the sex tape. And I felt like a lot of men saw it because I find out now that was just being played in the barbershop. Like, who the fuck would play that in a barbershop? So y'all, I'm getting my hair cut and I'm going to be watching somebody getting pissed on? That's crazy to me.
It's nuts, but it happened.
But then when they further tell you about how not only was the way it was framed, like he wasn't responsible, the strategic way in the way that he made the trial last, he let them go on with the trial. So by the time the trial, she wasn't young. So
right.
In your mind, you're not thinking this is a child. It's like it's almost an adult now.
Right.
Two, the way he released his music. during this trial, this nigga released The Ignition.
Right.
Chocolate Factory is like his best fucking album. Like, that's his fucking thriller.
Fucking nuts, you know what I mean?
And Step in the Name of All Songs. Fucking Step in the Name of Love, my nigga. Do you understand that you put Step in the Name? You put Step in the Name of Love. You got to play Step in the Name of Love. You got to play a Bus Stop song. You got to play Bunny Hop. All is up there. Yeah. Up there. And then people
delete
like
that.
Stepping is big in Chicago. So for you to make a stepping song, doing a hide all this, how are we going to even think about this nigga pissing on the pussy? And like Tom Jones said, we are a race of forgiving people.
Mm-hmm.
And we know black people, when somebody gets off, it makes it so much easier for black people to make stuff okay.
Right.
You know, you're not going to vilify this person because he got off. Oh, well, they didn't find him.
Yeah. So the court didn't find him guilty, so why?
Pissing on the girl. So what age was she? Because I know what my titties look like at 14. And baby, they was non-existent. I ain't going to lie to you. And I don't know that many people I was in school with at 14 that had grown woman ass titties.
You was Alvin at 14.
So I know that your fucking, shut up. Your fucking body at 14 don't look like this. Your body at 14 looks like a fucking child.
Yeah, prepubescent, not developed, my nigga. What's wrong with you?
But when it came to the later episodes, when we start getting into episodes where you kind of feel like, damn, I am of age, but I should give a fuck now. I told somebody, I said, me and Ziggy, we're in our 30s, and now we're responsible for getting rid of a nigga that our parents should have got rid of. That's how I feel.
It's like now, really getting rid of the boogeyman.
Now we have
this
to get rid of the nigga that our parents should have got rid of. At the end of the day. Like
this is 20 plus years.
Like, y'all this the age. My nigga, you should have got rid of this motherfucker. So now my child, who is a ripe age for him to be picking, shouldn't have to deal with. You know? Right. And the fact that now there are three sets of parents at the end of this. Because the whole theme of this is where the parents. Most of these girls, I need y'all to understand, were from single parent homes.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these single parent homes had parents that were working all the time. You hope that your children, like my mama at one point was working and going to school. And I know she hoped that, you know, the people who was watching was keeping an eye on me. I ain't gonna say she got lucky with me, but I was scared of my fucking mouth.
Real?
And some of that shit them girls was doing, I wouldn't have even bought that shit to my
to
mama.
Do that. Like,
my mama been like, girl, you ain't going no plane. Sit your ass down. Like, and I was just telling about the other day, I had to take my fucking cousin broke ass beeper just to stunt. I didn't even have a beeper that worked.
You was flexed out, bro?
I was just flexing.
Damn,
I
didn't
have a beeper. I didn't have a cell phone until my sophomore year of college. Like, I just was not that kid that could do all that shit.
I mean, yeah.
But also,
I ain't had
couldn't go to nobody's house if the daddy was there by himself.
Right.
Couldn't go to sleep over nobody's house if you had a brother. Like, if you had a brother, I ain't sleeping over there.
So, I mean, that really makes you think, man. He was calculating.
He was very calculating what he was
people
doing.
That were in vulnerable positions, but, you know, you got to think about it too, man.
For every one girl that he took, there probably was so many more who parents was like,
get the fuck, yeah.
You know?
But then, like, was I the only one that felt like the parents kind of played into that too?
Let's keep it
G.
Her niece. I felt like you wanted him to do. You were so focused on. I want him to make.
I gotta blow up. Yeah.
That you actually thought that if I would sit here and watch my niece, this is not going to happen to her.
Like G.
And you gotta understand. I don't even have kids. Right. I'm saying, I have zero kids, but I know how I was as a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
Teenagers, especially, are very fucking sneaky. I have to try to be the big sister, the cool big sister, but still monitor my little brother's Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he puts stuff on there that I know my mama really wanted to put on there, but I'm like, that's nothing for me to raise alarm for.
Right.
But, you know, I have to make sure he's not doing stupid shit, you know? Indeed. So at the end of the day, they're very fucking like he just snuck off at his party and got a kiss on the cheek by the girl. What the fuck did you do that? I don't remember you sneaking off. Like, when did you sneak off, my nigga?
Yeah,
like,
you ratted this man out.
No,
bro.
He ratted himself out. That's how he found out. And I'm thinking to myself,
damn,
when the fuck you snuck off?
Man, be like that. But they're gonna be mischievous. They're gonna be rebellious, and he just caught them in the midst of them being in those activities, man. But like, man. But for the amount of time that they were gone,
this is my thing.
The chocolate factory would have been burnt the fuck down.
No, not that. The fact of the matter that when I say you're selling your child into this,
mm-hmm.
because one of the girls said she told her mother where she was going.
Yeah.
But her mama knew she couldn't stop you. How the fuck like, she couldn't stop you?
Yeah.
I would have told my mama I met R. Kelly and he about to fly me to Chicago. She might have, and my mom not even violent like that. I feel like I might have would have got punched in the chest. I don't know, like, if I'd had the attitude like, you can't stop me.
Like, oh, you can't stop who?
Let me take off this belt then, I'm about to show you.
Yeah.
Like, my mom can take off her belt by night and I'm 35. Like, my mom could stop me, cause, I'm not going to say stop me, but she could definitely assert her motherness over indeed, a lot of things in my life.
That maternal instinct kicking in.
Respect and fear for my mama. That I'm not going to just say, okay, my mama, you know, if my mama say she's doing something, I'm be like, all right.
Yeah, for example.
You know,
tripping.
I get my friend somebody else, why you run with your mama thing? Because that's my mama.
Exactly, man. So you gotta have that level of respect.
The parents,
you know,
definitely played into it, and I think you definitely seen it with the trial because Sparkle's parents,
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Sparkle's niece's parents, the niece's brother, the niece. Everybody's saying it wasn't on the tape. Well, bitch, right. Who's Sparkle seeing? The ghost?
Right, right. Had to be. You know what I'm saying? And then one more thing, man. Like, whatever DA, judge, prosecutor is out here, man.
Well, like I said, legally, if you have no complaining witness with stuff like that, then 98% of the time, you're going to lose.
Look. Plausible deniability comes into fact whenever you're dealing with that. You got to prove, like, 100% that's that. Yeah, I know. I hear throwing these terms out. Right. And then, look. Hey, bro, whoever's out there in Cook County, man, make sure that man, older brother, never comes home. That's the worst nigga in the whole series. Like, everybody has their purpose.
Even the tour manager with the worst two names.
Oh, Demetrius.
The tour manager. Why don't choices being bought against him?
Right. He kind of like, he was kind of the middleman of this shit.
He was
kinda
like his fucking
him.
Sidekick. He think because he ain't did nothing. No,
you're an accessory hoe. We gonna get you out of here.
Like, so I was saying, in the end, you had the three parents.
Mm-hmm.
So you had Dominique's parents. Mm-hmm. Dominique was the one I was like, oh, my baby.
That's the one that got turned to a little boy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Her mama was the one that was like trying to be the mama that's like, you're not, you stay the fuck away from my daughter. I felt the pain, trying to, like, defend him. I was like, there's one parent on there that was showing you that I did what the fuck I was supposed to do. I took my daughter. I told him to stay the fuck away from my, kept an eye on my daughter. I tried to put on a straight and narrow. I moved into another neighborhood. And she come to me at 21 saying, nigga, I've been still seeing him. And he asked me to move to Atlanta. At this age, I cannot tell her. What can you tell a 21-year-old?
She's
going to live with a millionaire.
Yeah.
What am I doing? Shit. I can't hold nothing over my head. Anything I do is going to push her towards him. All I can do is, as a mother, pray and let her go.
Right.
And she went and got her baby. And I respect her for that. She said, I'm not going to come all the way to L.A. and I seen her on TMZ and I know she in L.A.
You know
and
what?
And I go get my baby.
Hey, man.
She was in. I saw it in her eyes at the point when she was like,
she
you know
about
what?
To break, though.
They said that they're going to call the police. When she got back out the car, I said, well, she don't give a fuck. She going to
She
go
don't
jail.
Give a goddamn. She going to ride for a baby.
And I respected that because, and then when a girl got in the car, the girl is crying, like, I'm just so happy.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell y'all this. She turned that girl into a stud.
Like a fucking.
He turned her into this because that was his way of breaking her down because she was the one that was a little rebellious and kind of was a little bit, not all the way under his spell.
Mm-hmm.
So he broke her the fuck down.
Right.
I didn't think about it until somebody tweeted it. I kept saying, his boy toy.
Man, yeah, break that down.
I was like,
bro.
You might fall off the sofa. I said,
Let me get ready.
I said, his boy told me he like little boys.
Man.
You know? So I'm on my Twitter. This was like, somebody must have been watching the replay. And I can't remember which one of my followers tweeted it. He said, man, this man, R. Kelly, got this girl out here hitting him with the strap. I said, I forgot men out there like that.
This nigga getting pegged out there. He wildin'.
I said, this nigga wildin'. Is she fucking she probably fucking Jocelyn chick too. You know, when they do their threesomes. But I said, is he fucking a Jocelyn? And why would you turn into a boy just to fuck a girl? She could just fuck a girl being a girl. Right. And then when he said that, and I said, boy, toy, strap. Oh my God. Shit. I was like, he is fucking sick.
Been sick.
And when the mama said, I know she done did some things. I know she done seen some things.
Mm-hmm.
And even at the end when they said she went back after 3 days and came back. Like, it's a problem. Even when y'all are on the wife, oh, she this. Do you understand how much mental abuse his wife went through. Yeah, my if y'all girl. Expect her not to be against him one day and with him another day, you're fucking crazy.
Right.
She have three kids for this man. Yeah. She was locked up, all kind of shit. That ain't nothing that you're going to wake up one day and just be leave, over. Yeah. It don't work like that.
Mm-hmm.
That type of abuse does not work like that. But the other two sets of parents, the Jocelyn parents, I felt sorry for them because they thought she was at school.
The whole time. They're
like, yeah, we introduced them, but we thought we came to an agreement that, you know, that wasn't what we was doing and she's in school. Mm-hmm. And what could they do? But see, the last set of parents, I was like, first of all, why the hell you let your daughter go on stage? She was too young.
True.
First of all. Secondly, when you was looking for her, you should have known something was up. Because they got saying you was looking for her and then she appeared. Then, see, when you found that at the hotel, I don't give a fuck what she would have to go make good on her threats. Because they were saying she threatened. And I got that they felt like they had eyes on her all the time because she would go out there. But unless you were going out there with your daughter, there was no way of stopping this man.
None.
And when the sister explained what they did, she wasn't going to come home and tell y'all that because she felt he threatened the family. So imagine the sickness. This man is threatening the family. These girls are probably brainwashed because he's brainwashing them and he's probably telling them their family don't love him. He's going to kill their family, all kind of shit. That's and if somebody got that kind of money and they're young, that's the part that tells them. I say these girls are 17 and they're not of an age where they're going to know anything about him pissing on somebody or Aaliyah. Let's keep it 100. But they don't know about that.
Hold up, man. So I'm going to keep it G. There's only one particular character in the show I was like, you fucking knew better. That 33-year-old DJ from Dallas.
The 35-year-old. I didn't like, know something.
I'm like,
y'all.
G.
I'm sorry.
And, it's 2014, my G.
Y'all deserve it. Or, you know, it's not wrong that y'all got abused. But the 33-year-old, you watched the motherfucking tape.
You seen
and
it.
You got on a plane to go out there.
Like, you low-key consented to it.
You
dog.
Wasn't even there with him. So I can't feel sorry for the 33-year-old because you actually, after you found out the sickness, you, in your mind, I don't want him to think that. What?
And then had the nerve to be.
I done hung up the phone, then, changed my phone number. Crazy. He wouldn't have found my motherfucking. He wasn't going to come get you.
And then had the nerve to be offended when people were bringing it up. You know what I'm saying? Like, no. Nigga, he did it.
But
bro.
You watched the tape, and then you first. So the third girl in the house is Sparkle's niece. She never left him.
Fuck, man.
So that means that she's the trainer of the girls. Because the guy who's been training is the one that's been the longest. Yeah. See, I was putting everything together. And when she, if you're going to say he introduced you to the same girl that's on the tape 2 weeks prior. Because I kept wondering why they're not showing her face. That's why they're not showing her face. Because she's still in the fucking house. Because if that girl was out the house, they would have shown her face.
Yeah.
So, you know, I had no gripes for her. Everybody who's taking up for him, there was a super fan, the 35-year-old, and it happened to her. So you tell me how we going against R. Kelly when he fucked up his fan. She went in a room that wasn't even the same and just said, I think this is the black room. I got to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
I said, what the fuck going on in the black room? So imagine a pitch black fucking room. First of all, we've all have fucked in pitch blackness. I don't think nobody. We're all adults. Everybody has been in a room where it's dark. And it kind of creates a little bit of, you know, excitement because you really don't know what's about to happen.
Yeah.
But imagine this sick motherfucker in a pitch black room. The walls black. The bed black. She's everything that was black.
Yeah, what the fuck?
The curtains, everything is black. And you got a sick motherfucker in a dark ass room with you. You don't probably know what the fuck about to come next. Yeah. I know they all got pissed on. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's like, got pissed on. I don't know. It's like you really in the pit with a predator at that point. That's all it is.
So,
like,
you know,
that shit's
to
sick,
in
man.
This whole sick ass topic.
Fuck that.
I do not agree with anybody who was taking up R. Kelly. There is nothing you can tell me, and I'm going to tell you why in this next couple of sentences, and I hope my mom ever listen to this because you're going to be mad at me, but there is nothing you can tell me that will make it okay, and I'm going to tell you why, because I feel like it's my duty to not hide this part about my life, or so you can understand why I feel the way I feel. My daddy is a registered sex offender. My daddy is a fucking pedophile. You know what I mean? And I have to struggle with the rest of my life of deciding if... So I understand R. Kelly's kids if nobody else. If I don't understand anybody else in this documentary, I understand exactly what his kids is going to do. True. I make zero excuses for my daddy. I don't understand why my daddy comes to family events, anything. I love my father because that's my father and I will never, ever not love my father. But to be somebody out here making excuses for somebody that do things like that, fuck you.
Yeah, don't be an enabler, dog.
I
make zero
excuses for my daddy. I don't ever say, oh, but it was this, it was that, it was that. I say, I tell it like it is. He was the fucking adult. Mm-hmm. He had no business doing what the fuck he did. People right. tell me, oh, why you call him that? He only did it one time. How many times you got to do it?
Right.
I'm going to call him what he is.
How many times you got murdered to be a murderer?
Because if you find out what my daddy's name is and you Google it, guess what the fuck pop up? That. So it makes no sense for me to act like he not what he is. God, he is what damn. He is. That is my daddy. I pray that maybe something happened. I don't know. I don't even want to say that because that feels like it's making excuses.
Mm-hmm.
I just pray that he never does it to anybody. My daddy didn't give me no real reason why he did what he did. He gave me a very fucked up ass reason why he did what he did.
Sheesh.
So why y'all always think it's I saw somebody tweet about that. Why y'all always think that it's a psychological thing or this person was this. Let me explain to you, and I'm going to tell you this because of the reason that I got why what my daddy did. Sometimes people do this shit because they're fucked up. Period. Point blank, period. Y'all can make every excuse y'all want to make for R. Kelly. Y'all can say all the things y'all want to say. Oh, these girls was that. You know, like I said, the adults, you knew better. The ones who were 33 and 35, you just, and I applauded the 35-year-old for saying he fuck with weak-minded women.
That's it.
You're putting yourself in that category.
That's it.
I understand that weaker women are most subjected to abuse. I get that. That doesn't mean in this situation, this is a known abuser and you went over
there.
I can't feel that. Sorry for you. You know, it's a difference between me and Ziggy dating and then Ziggy stuff popping me upside the head. That's not a known abuse.
I wouldn't do that.
He's not that y'all, but I'm just saying. You know, if you dating somebody, then you find out they're abusing. Big that's facts. Different. But when you know this is a star and we know that this is who this person is, no, I'm not doing it. So from Ally B, Ziggy might have a different spiel. Fuck you if you're going to say there's an excuse for it. If you're going to try to bring up other motherfuckers. We talking about R. Kelly right fucking now.
Yep.
We not talking about nobody else. We're talking about Robert S. motherfucking Kelly doing the shit that he's doing to fucking black girls. And let's keep it very fucking clear. Y'all don't give a fuck because it's black girls.
Let's keep
that very fucking clear.
Yeah.
Very clear.
Bam! All right, so I'm gonna pick up where she left off, man. Fellas, bro, don't find yourself being in a situation that you're a sympathizer just because he has a quote unquote legacy, bro.
What legacy?
Yeah, talking about the body of work. But yo, here's another thing, bro. Like, look, like you gotta separate yourself from that because at the end of the day, bro, that could have been anybody. That could have been your sister. That could have been your mother. Could have been your niece.
When the girls hear you. Defending him, they're not gonna tell you about your uncle that's touching him.
Right. I mean, because everybody got that one in the family, and that you know, and me personally, I'm big on transparency. I want to know where all my people stand at, so I can know whether to really stand with them or not. And you know, and then as far as like bringing up like Harvey Weinstein and all that.
We talking about
two different levels here. We talking about sexual assault and we talking about pedophilia, kidnapping, freaking like it's like
degrading
at least
degrading women.
Yeah, it's assault.
These women are forever fucked up.
That's a fed case if they really get this man. You know what I'm saying? Like versus adults that you know can have the resources to get out of or get out of the situation, but they just you know just had that power hanging over their head.
Right.
We had people that were young, malleable,
17 years old. You know,
didn't know themselves.
No, he's still a child.
Preyed on by a sicko dog. Like you can't associate yourself with that.
Yesterday was his birthday, and I believe he made 52. Let me put that into context with y'all. This shit came. I don't know if that was planned or whatever. This shit came out on Thursday. His birthday was yesterday. He made 50 fucking two. He's 52 years old, still actively. He's not, they didn't come across him and he's sitting at home not doing this to nobody. He's still actively fucking doing this shit.
Yeah, that's still the cult thing that happened in Atlanta. Still going down.
So we're trying to fucking say, oh, it's the system. This ain't no system. This is like somebody say, this is R. Kelly fucking R. Kelly's life up. Nobody's fucking R. Kelly's life up. R. Kelly is doing these things.
Right. And sure, there may be some facts that may lead to like this like systematic oppression to black men, but not in this fucking situation. No.
This is a black man.
He been fucked up since what, 90? Do you understand since 92?
That somebody like, said a label rep told, who that was, Sparkle, when them said it? Mm-hmm. The label rep said he makes too much money for us.
Right.
They didn't give a fuck about that he was on the tape with the little girl.
Man, get, bro, look.
This is why the fuck out of he's here, where he's at.
Right.
Now, what's the issue? Because like somebody said on there, he ain't making no money for y'all now, so why y'all not, why? Yeah, y'all leave shit like Tashaki 6ix9ine or Rotten, all it, you know, Bobby Smurda. They ain't do no pedophilia. You know what I mean? They did some fucked up shit.
Yeah, just a little bit.
You know, they did regular gang shit. But my thing is, you know, I despise everybody who's trying to take away from the fact that this individual needs to be, he needs to be punished. He needs to answer for the shit that he's doing to people. Stop trying to say, you know, Nye's old. Well, we going to say this about R. Kelly. What about all these trap rappers and shit? They don't have fucking, they ain't got nothing to do with B.
Yeah, all
we're
is,
talking about R. Kelly.
It's a bunch of deflecting, bro.
And I'm like, y'all not doing nothing but fucking hurting the situation. At the end of the day, we're talking about R. Kelly fucking over black women and black girls. And that is close to me. I don't have to speak out on it. I don't have to hashtag black girl magic. I'm a black woman.
Right.
And at the end of the day, I have to fight with the fact that if I go to the doctor, a motherfucker don't believe that I'm sick half the goddamn time.
Damn.
Yeah, this is how black women proceed. We can't speak out against shit without being angry and emotional.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, now we have a motherfucker of our own. This is not a white man that's coming in and doing this shit. This is another black man going into black communities, going into these schools and malls and shit, and finding these vulnerable ass black girls who need somebody, some other type of guidance in their life, and saying, I'm gonna come in here, I'm gonna make you a star, I'm gonna do this, some predatory fucking behavior.
Get the fuck out of here.
Like, man, the little girl said, breaking them all the way the fuck down, building them back up, breaking them all the way down. And y'all think that shit is okay?
Hey, like,
are y'all trying to fucking say, first of all,
are you that fucking attached to a song?
Not even, this is the problem with the black community.
Go ahead, speak.
As soon as there's a problem, you want to say, well, what about this problem? Can we handle this problem first?
Yeah.
Let's handle this one.
Get out of
that. We ain't handle R. Kelly yet.
Gotta get out of that habit of deflecting, bro.
The cops in Atlanta for opening up an investigation. Hopefully something comes out of these investigations, because I often feel like, because now he's very smart and he's picking people at 17, morally is wrong, legally it's not.
Yeah, that's still, you know, statutory in some states.
These people are brainwashed. The only thing that's going to come about this is if they talk to other victims and something in it is, because you actually can get more time for kidnapping a lot of times.
Than nigga, that's fed. That's a fed case.
And when you go to that, that's doing flat time. Ain't no fucking good behavior. You're doing whatever years they give you.
Yeah, get them out of here.
At the end of the day, if they could prove, all it's going to take is one of those victims and them to be able to prove that he actually kept them against their will.
Yeah, man.
And so, I don't know if there's a case out there like that. I'm not a person to wish bad on people. But this is a trash ass human. Yeah. Fuck black man. I don't want to call him a black man. He's a disgrace.
He's a black soul. That's what he is.
Y'all be selling people out the fucking community. Sell this nigga. Right. I don't want him. I don't want him to claim him as a black person. He's a trash ass fucking human.
Mm-hmm.
And he needs to pay for it. Because I have women in my family, women that are close to me, that dealt with molestation and being locked up and being held against. I've had that in my family. So when I tell you, fuck you to everybody who gonna make a fucking excuse or try to deflect it away from them, I mean every bit of my fuck you.
Straight up.
But
and in closing.
That's it for that.
Look out for your people, man. Just look out for your people and speak up for your people.
There's more R. Kelly's in the community. We know that. Saying there are more people in the industry. We know that. We'll deal with them. Let's knock one down at a time. We can't sit here and say, have a documentary. Do you think documentaries solve shit? It don't. It
really don't.
I don't know. I love Diddy. But if it come out that Diddy, that's a lot of music that you can't listen to, though. But shit, that's a lot of music.
Man, let's say that for another episode.
Shit. If Diddy be next on the chat, I'm like, bro, we can't mute Diddy. I'm sorry, because that's muting a lot of other people's careers.
Get him the fuck out. I mean, he muted their careers anyway.
That's true, but still, bro, I need my total.
Shit.
But yeah. I'm just trying to be more lighthearted. Yeah. But anyway, let's move on to a more heavier topic. So yesterday, Webby's Savage Life finally appeared.
Woo!
On iTunes. See everybody that's on Android that's talking about you could have had it.
Shut the fuck up, man.
Right. Your homie babbing.
Man,
we calling out babbing for that shit. Oh
man, look. Everybody with that, first and foremost, nigga, that shit wasn't on no kind of Google streaming, Google Play.
You can just download it.
Just like iTunes.
If I had it on my computer,
yeah, you could drag it.
Yeah, I could
right.
Dragged it.
He could have dragged the drama.
I wanted to be on my app.
But guess what?
We want $10 a month. I wanted it on.
We want the convenience of streaming. Yes. My CD from my 05 was big scratch. My bootleg copy, big scratch. You know what I'm saying? The YouTube.
And you couldn't even find it to download, actually.
He can't. The torrents are gone. Like, the YouTube copies, like, they have the worst quality. It's like it was recorded with a freaking calculator. Like, bruh. This was a win for the hood, man. This was
that
a win
is
for everybody.
That is live.
Like, people don't understand. This was a humanitarian effort by way.
This brought, let me tell you.
Let me tell you.
This brought Baton Rouge and New Orleans people together.
Finally.
The album that brought us together. This is the one we can agree upon.
Like, yeah. Like, you know, like, it's like the Crips and Bloods, man. It's like BR in New Orleans 2005.
Right,
you got one together. Nigga on one side, like, yeah, man, that mother fire.
Right.
And the other nigga like, say, son, that bit really rolling, son. Son, that whip it, son.
I can't stand, you know.
He's like, son, I thought it was weaving, son, but it's whipping, son.
I was like, who was weaving? They got weaving?
But son, man, like, and then, hey, man, just play I Got That as loud as you possibly can.
Just play the whole
you
thing.
Can feel
let
it.
Let me
man.
Say something. I popped that thing in. I popped it in. See, that's how it brought me back. I press play, and I said, wait.
Ooh.
This the one where he said his, well, his name, the W-E-B.
Yeah.
That G. I'm like,
yeah.
Wait, this is my Katrina album.
Yes, indeed, man.
I always thought Savage 2 was my, Savage 2 is the shit, too.
Man. Yeah, that's that old 07 wave. But
Webby is that nigga. Because let me tell you, this Savage life, it sound like it could just fit in 2019. It's so easy.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to keep running that bitch so until my fucking phone set on fire.
It don't even feel like it's 05. It was recorded in 05.
That's a great year, man. Great year.
It don't even really feel like. It really feels like. It could like it feels like it just was.
It could have
like,
dropped
it. I want people to stream it so bad that he gets the number one album.
I wait. Oh, let's get no. So that so the AO show challenge, man. We gonna get Savage like trending.
Look, when you go to sleep, just put it. Press play.
They play
you can
later
turn
on.
It down. I've done that a lot of times.
Like dog, I felt it in the spirit, man. Like it's like Boosie. I swear to God, I heard one of these little bitch ass niggas,
like,
man.
Oh!
Like that's right, women. I heard them too, nigga.
And I think too. The reason why it fits so well in this climate mm-hmm. is because Webby has been Webby nonstop. You know,
Webby is unapologetically
like, you know, like, we
Webby.
Feel differently about Boosie right now,
mm-hmm.
but
Webby ain't
so
changed.
If an old Boosie thing popped up, it's gonna feel like old Boosie. But Webby has consistently been Webby, and I was just telling you know somebody that day. Webby is so Baton Rouge. Like
he still
Baton Rouge,
keep the tags on his polos.
Boosie Baton Rouge, but Webby for real.
He from
and
the
and
he
was also funny. You know that we you know we're cool with Mouse. I was like, damn, this the old man Mouse eating.
Yeah.
All right, that means. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's
so
real.
You
so.
And you get to see how your friends came up. It's cool, but let me tell y'all stream that Savage Life.
Please do.
After the weekend we had, that was a good thing. After watching R. Kelly,
that
bounced
it out a little bit.
Having Savage Life come on iTunes, we needed that as a black community.
Oh.
You had to watch R. Kelly tear us down and Savage Life put us back.
Yes, and on that 6 day, Savage rose from the dead. Came
just,
back.
Yes. It was a trail nigga holiday.
Yeah, shut up about 100.
It was
shut up about 100.
Trail nigga holiday. And
but also, that gangster
music. You say the blog's not even trying to put him up there?
Yeah.
Better stream my nigga, man.
Yeah, and don't sleep that gangster music out there, too, for y'all that was rocking with a swerve and
let
show your tattoos.
You, so, we having a good time on iTunes. We got Savage Life out there, the big time. Was put, man,
come on, man. Louisiana Classics.
If we get that Hot Boys on it.
Wait. You talking about Guerrilla Warfare?
No, that's the only one that's on there. No, what's the other one on there?
Yeah, let them burn on there. But
let them burn. We get that Guerrilla Warfare on there?
Yeah, let's start that.
We need to get this for other petition. I need everybody to petition, baby. Brian B.
Bubba. Don't tangle and twist it.
All that. We need that Hot Boys Guerrilla Warfare on the Apple Music. It ain't on there.
Wait, I thought it was on title.
It might be on there, but we're talking about Apple Music.
Sheet.
This
yeah.
is what I guys explain to people. And people always ask me, oh, I use this, I don't fuck Apple Music. I have to tell people, much as y'all think y'all being cool, the masses still use Apple Music.
Yeah.
Here's what it is.
Fuck it, bro.
So, I mean, you got to roll with it.
And then want to judge people for having subscriptions, but you got Hulu, Tidal, and Amazon Prime. Come on, man. Let us enjoy shit sometimes.
I mean, I like Spotify because they have the most easiest platform for building playlists.
I respect it.
Because once you start putting songs, it automatically starts suggesting songs. So you don't have to knee jerk. Like, you don't have to really pull it from your brain. You can just go through it. Oh, yeah, you know. But anyway, we digressing. Yeah, so man. Shout out to everybody. Make sure you stream Savage Life.
Please do. Yes, do for Coach Whippin, so man.
We can get him up there, man.
Man. Y'all keep it rocking.
So the next thing that happened, let me tell you, good news has been coming to us because we had to sit through R. Kelly. So we had to get these good things. Wake up today. And Spitta and Wiz is crying on motherfucking.
Oh,
you,
man.
They're
2000.
Hold on. They're not just going on tour. They're coming to New Orleans on fucking Mardi Gras Day.
Wait, on Mardi Gras Day?
Mardi Gras motherfucking Day.
Oh, shit.
Mardi Gras Day. And I'm know the Saints going to win a Super Bowl. So pray it's God. Up.
Pray to God. Everything going to line up.
It's in alignment already. They coming on Mardi Gras Day. Mm-hmm. All roads lead through the Superdome.
And do. We gonna get that. All we gotta do is win three. We just gotta win three. I'm in Atlanta with the dumb shit.
But I'm excited. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I've never seen them on tour together. So I mean, I was fortunate enough to catch the Cushion OJ tour.
Yeah. Me too.
Was fortunate enough to do that. That's an era.
I'm still high.
Consider yourself blessed for that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is going to be super dope. I really hope that they go old spit and old ways. You know
they will. They got no choice.
I hope they do that.
They got their choice.
I hope it's less of the new stuff and more of the older stuff.
Yeah, be alright.
Like I need that friendly.
I'm not.
I need them to perform friendly.
Yeah.
I just need friendly. I swear they can perform whatever else they want up there. They don't perform friendly. I'm be like, how you don't perform friendly? Like y'all both on it. You got the laugh in the beginning spinner. I need you to do the exact laugh. On the mic. That ain't even a laugh. I need Spitta to do the exact laugh.
Oh, the Spitta laugh.
On the mic.
Yeah.
Spitta know, because I'm matter of fact, I'm going to put this video up and I'm going to tag him. I need the exact laugh in the front of Friendly.
Mm-hmm.
He got to do it on the mic. Let him do that.
Yeah, he got to, man. We're going to be all right.
I know
they're
going to do Friendly. I'm not concerned. They're going to do Friendly.
Yeah.
How you going to do Friendly?
That's one of
the, you know.
I mean, that and car service is a go.
We know car service.
Run that back three times.
I feel like car service need to be how they was doing the niggas in Paris.
Yeah, do like
y'all
sometimes.
Should see how many times y'all could do car service.
Wait, I can see now. All right. But before we get to this next one, hit the runway, baby.
How many times can y'all do car service in the night? I gotta make sure I make this a video.
I say seven.
How many times? How many times did y'all do it in New Orleans?
I don't know, but we gotta do that.
It's gonna be so lit in New Orleans, bro. Mardi Gras night. Oh, shit. This is the one time I'm praying I ain't got the DJ. If I got the DJ, I hope it's somebody opening up for him.
You're gonna be at the Zulu. You're gonna be at the Zulu Club that day, look.
No, I'm gonna be asleep getting ready for it.
Sheesh.
I will make sure I'm well rested.
Right, so it's gonna take it on home.
That's how I look at the other thing that happened, other tip, and this is gonna be our last one. We're gonna get up out of here on y'all the bonus part of this 4-year anniversary. Sean Payton came in the fucking locker room, bitch.
We got trophy, son.
If you listen to AO Show, you know we're throwing our Saints now. Sean Payton came in the locker room with the Lombardi trophy because we are actual champions, unlike those Falcons.
Petty Murphy, Petty Tom.
We got a trophy to
Petty Winslow.
To kind of dangle in front of our head. Y'all have no motivation.
Who that?
But came in the locker room. With the trophy on top of 225,000
cash.
You say you want this?
Tenders, pesos.
What are you talking about? Do to get that? If you want this, do this.
Win three fucking games, man.
This y'all Super Bowl bonus.
Hey, man. It's going to happen, bro.
Do y'all understand what type of players we got on our team?
It's going to happen. Rankings going to get it.
I don't think y'all understand what kind of players we have on our team.
Yeah. This team better than the 09 team.
We got them players that's going to be like, bet that.
We got
I
it.
Know. That's all they. What you think they say in the locker room?
Oh, that's it.
That's it.
We got it. Hey, Mike Thomas gonna make the team.
What about Cam Jordan? How you be doing, Shannon Sharp? He do better, Shannon Sharp.
Oh, they need a bro. You know, my boy AK gonna get the gold shine.
That's why AK already beat. This nigga's gonna jump over some of the people.
Yeah.
The stubby knees, Mark. He coming through like a fire truck.
Like a 300-pound nigga that he is.
This nigga, Michael Thomas, showed you he bought that life in the last game he was playing. Like, nigga, nobody cares about this game, but he clearly can.
Mm-hmm.
Rank it. Really? We gotta go down ranking.
Rank is knocking everything out. You feel me? Hit him with the shimmy.
Hit him with the shimmy.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Cam Jordan eating,
man.
Cam Jordan, when we think Cam Jordan eat, Cam Jordan get on the damn, what is the interviews and say he ain't eat enough.
Yeah, he gonna be hungry, man.
He be like, nah, I missed that tackle.
So, hey, bro, it's coming. That. It's coming, man. I'm that secondary coming with it.
Lattimore acts like he's the defensive rookie.
Lattimore
act like he's a defensive rookie, yeah.
You're going to be all right. We're going to be all right. Eli Apple.
Have a good game. Shit.
I know you
get it together.
Hey, look. You just look.
Marcus Williams already got a ghost of last year, so he coming.
He gonna be all right. But yeah, Eli gonna be all right, man. Like one thing about being a safety or a corner.
We don't even know about. We got Justin Hardy.
Yeah,
what's Hardy. The white boy with the long hair? I can't.
Anzalone.
That took the thing out of Anzalone. You got him.
Alex. Yeah.
We got AK's backup. Y'all saw him come up?
Yeah, man.
I said, who is this nigga? They was like, oh, you gonna see him because he AK backup.
Yeah.
Put that nigga in the game some more. God damn. Sure. He was cutting the fuck up. And yeah, then man. We have the nigga that plays football. Taysom.
Utility knife.
What position does Taysom play?
Football, nigga.
So I, for once, even though I just told Ziggy it's very hard for me to watch playoff games because that's how high my nerves are. I can't. I don't know if I'm going to be able to watch it Sunday. But I am very confident in us this year.
We're going to be all right, son.
I feel like we lost that one game. And we learned. I like Catch how we lost back in that right. one game. We only lost. Really, we lost two. Fuck that three.
Man, fuck that game, man.
That last game.
Oh, I mean, but look.
That
historically,
game, that we told y'all we was gonna lose that game.
Historically, if you're looking at that Super Bowl season, we lost the last three games anyway. We doing better than last time. Like all the stars are lined up. I mean, we just gotta show up and do our job, bro.
Why are we on it with the Cowboys? Let's not act like y'all didn't cheat.
Amen.
And these fucking Philadelphia Eagle fans, did y'all not just barely make it to this next round?
Barely.
Did we not bust the fuck out y'all ass in the regular season?
We're gonna see, man. I'm done without talking. Sunday.
We're gonna see. Hopefully we got dubs. Talking more shit. I mean, I'm gonna talk my shit even if we lose. I'm be honest with you.
I mean, I'm going to talk my shit. That's just how I am.
That's how Saints fans is. We talk shit when we lose. We're going to curse them out first, and then we're going to talk shit after that.
We gonna have the year end recap in March after the parade. You feel me?
You know what I'm saying? How close the Super Bowl is when it falls in between.
Yeah.
This is Valentine's Day, Mardi Gras.
It's lit.
It's just like 09 again. It's meant for us to win.
It's gonna happen.
Drew gotta get the MVP. We gotta let him fucking retire like this.
It's Teddy time.
I don't even give a fuck. I feel like even if next season we still gonna be the shit, nigga. We got AK. Y'all don't got it.
It's only his third season. It's only gonna
Michael
be his third
Thomas
season.
They never. Y'all understand that these people is going past. These players have gone past a simple. I love playing in the city.
Like these they are the city,
that
bro.
Have like taken the culture as their own.
Mm-hmm.
So that's scary. We're gonna get up out of here.
Yeah.
Bye to you guys.
Hey, man.
Like we say, we're gonna vow to be better and do better this year and actually do our little podcast more often.
Yeah, man.
I'm not gonna say what the often is just in case life happen again because
it happens.
We actually been trying to tape this podcast for like 2 weeks now.
Sheesh. So, expose us.
I'm gonna expose us. We gotta do that, you know, because we keep it 100.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, we had a good time with you guys.
We had a great time.
Do way more years. Mm-hmm. This is the year to glow up, and you see us on all these podcast awards.
Yeah, so you know, peace.
You do enough to get the podcast awards next year.
Yeah. Peace, love, and prosperity to all the creatives and all the lifers out there, man. Let's have a balling ass 2019, man. Let's make it to next year, bro.
Bye, guys.
Yeah. This is the AO show. It's the AO show. This is just my yayo flow, is a yo show, and this is just my yayo.